Tyson, congratulations.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
That's back to back. How good does that feel?
Yeah, great feeling, mate. Great feeling. Quality group of girls. I thought we had the firepower to do it. But you just never know in grand finals, and Devonport were going to come at us, and they did, and we responded, got a bit of scoreboard pressure early, and the rest is history.
You've got Keely Froling and Mariah Payne on the side. Most coaches would kill to have one of those. You've got them both. How lucky do you feel?
Yeah, look, watching the game, you know, you're watching Payne hit threes, you're watching Keely knock down shots on the rim. It's like I was kicking myself going, like you said, having two on the one team is unbelievable. And then you throw in another couple of girls, a couple of other girls that represent our state, Charlie Kay.
She was great, yeah.
Michaela Bingley, Millie Baker, Abby Payne. They were a great bunch of girls. And moving forward, you know, we probably don't get Keely back next year, but we've got to continue to grow these the juniors and bring them through.
You came through from the first semi-final. Devonport were the favourites, so there was no pressure on you. Didn't feel any pressure at all, did you?
I didn't feel any pressure. Thought about it the last 3 days, I think, flat out. There was a lot of pressure. Devonport, quality team. Webby's quality coach. So we didn't know what to expect. Well, we knew what to expect. They're going to be all over us. And we handled the pressure early, and that was the difference. I think they showed in the last 5 minutes the basketball they can play and put the pressure back on us. But we had enough scoreboard pressure to get the job done.
And let's hear now from the Burnie men's winning coach, Sam Pulford.
Congratulations, Sam. The first question I've got to ask really is, Penguin had a week off. You guys played on Tuesday night and again tonight. Do you think you were fresher coming into the game?
Maybe. Like, I think I read they played one game in the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
Like, isn't going to help. Yeah, I don't know, quite possibly, yeah.
The women winning before you, did that motivate you at all?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, it's a benchmark. Like, we got to follow up. Like, we can't go back to club rooms and have one team of one.
Do you realise this is the first time in NWBU history that two women's and men's premiers have come from the first semi-final?
I had heard that Tuesday night. Yep. We saved that up ourselves if this was to occur.
And sort of in the first half, you had no real standouts. I think Brad Simpson got most of his score in the second half. I mean, he was brilliant in the second half, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of our system. It's based around everyone just contributes. We don't have one guy has his 35 every night. We just keep going away. Someone's night.
And I mean, Emmett Smith was great in the first half. So yeah, as you say, you've got different blokes doing different things in different parts of the game.
Absolutely, just those blokes have been here, they've done it before, they know what it's all about.
Congratulations, well done.
No worries, thank you.
Beautiful, thank you.